The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of Clear the Caterpillar book series. This time, Claire wants a boxing name. Claire knows that her mom and other women at the Toronto Girls Boxing Club have amazing boxing names. They have names like Slice and Dice and Eraser. Can Claire show her coach Vivian she has earned her own boxing name? Receiving a boxing name is a very special honor.
On the cover, in a boxing gymnasium, Claire, a girl with blonde hair pulled into a ponytail, smiles as she clenches her fists in a boxing stance.
Hi, my name is Claire. I have lots of energy. I'm excited. I'm going to my boxing lesson.
Claire is a smiling, pale blonde girl wearing a colorful knit cap with blue, yellow, and pink designs on it, a purple puffy jacket, and tie-dye yoga pants. She kicks up her heels as she raises her arms high in the air.
Boxing helps me use up my energy. My mom takes boxing lessons with me. Vivian is our boxing coach. She's differently sight-abled. Catcher, her service dog, leads us to the boxing club.
Claire and her mother, who also has straight blonde hair, and a slender woman with dark hair stand by the floor directory in a public building. They all smile. A black dog in harness is with them.
We walk down a very long hallway. Catcher knows all the turns to take. When he wears his harness, he's paying attention and working.
As they move through the building, Claire does a cartwheel ahead of the others.
We've arrived! Catcher got us to the boxing club. I think it's a wonderful place. First, we need to change into our boxing clothes.
In the large room full of gym equipment, punching bags of different sizes hang at different heights from the high ceiling. On one side stands a boxing ring, a raised square platform with ropes around it.
Vivian takes off Catcher's harness. He doesn't work during our lesson. I'm glad because now I can pet him.
Sitting on the floor, Claire leans her face against Catcher's head as she pets him. He licks Vivian's hand.
Today, Vivian is going to give me a boxing name. You have to earn it. It's an honor to get a boxing name. Vivian's boxing name is Eraser.
Vivian wears black tights and a yellow t-shirt and jumps with a rope.
Vivian talks to Savoy. Savoy is the boxing club owner. I wonder what my name will be.
Savoy wears a red baseball cap backwards on their head. Vivian whispers in their ear. Claire and her mother hold hands and beam at each other.
I have to wait to learn my name. It's time to warm up. Savoy makes a chart for our practice. It tells us what we need to do.
Savoy writes with white chalk on a blackboard.
We get into the ring to jump rope. Vivian wants us to jump fast.
They each have their own jump rope.
Next, we do push-ups. Vivian says we need strong arms to box.
Facing the floor, holding themselves up by their hands with their legs stretched out behind them and toes propped against the floor, they hold their bodies straight as they raise and lower themselves.
I take a break and rest with Catcher. Mom and Vivian do even more push-ups.
Catcher sits up straight as Claire strokes his head.
Now it's hula hoop time. Vivian is great at this. She keeps her attention on her movement. I learn a lot by watching Vivian.
They each circle their waists with the round plastic hoops and set them in motion.
Vivian knows I love doing cartwheels. She yells, "Cartwheel arms!"
They swing their arms up straight and high in the air, going in the same direction as the hoops.
I keep thinking about my boxing name. I tell Mom my name might be Claire Cartwheel.
Claire grins at her mom.
Vivian says it's time to shadow box. Shadow boxing makes me think of dancing. I copy Vivian's movements.
They lean left and right at the waist as they punch outward.
I count to myself. I step 1, 2, 3, and 4. We move forward and backward. We move side to side. I pay attention to how we move.
They hold their fists up in front of their faces and keep their legs straight as they step in all directions.
Then I punch 5 and 6. Pow, pow! The biggest punch is with my more powerful arm.
They step far forward with one leg, and their right arms punch straight out in front of them with fists clenched.
I need a cartwheel break. I hope I get my boxing name soon.
Claire does a cartwheel in the middle of the boxing ring.
Savoy teaches us a new boxing move. It's called the blender.
With her arms bent at the elbows, Claire alternates each fist, punching upward and downward in front of her.
I like the blender. It makes me feel strong. I move my arms as fast as I can.
She punches upward, right, left, right, left. Her ponytail flies in the air behind her with her vigorous movements.
Vivian teaches me how to wrap my hands. This keeps me from hurting them when I box.
They each unravel gauze from a roll and wrap it many times around their hands.
Next, we practice punching different bags. This is the double end bag. It looks like a peanut.
The red and black leather bag is thinner in the middle and bulges outward at the top and bottom. Claire and Vivian punch it.
I want to hit it like Vivian hits it. She knows how to punch.
They both punch away at the peanut-shaped bag.
This is the speed bag. Vivian is great at hitting it.
Vivian holds her fists at face level and makes quick, short punches at a small bag hanging on a spring in front of her. It moves very rapidly in response to her hits.
Vivian hits the same spot each time. It's much harder for me. I struggle to stay focused. Sometimes, my punch misses the bag.
Vivian stands behind Claire, giving her pointers as she pummels the speed bag.
Savoy has boxing gloves for me. I need them to punch the heavy bag.
The mitten-like gloves cushion her hands. The thumb is cushioned separately.
Now I look like a real boxer. Maybe I'll get my boxing name soon. This bag is hard to move.
She punches away at a big black punching bag that is taller than Claire herself.
I need a break with Catcher. I want a boxing name that's amazing, like Mom's. Her boxing name is Slice and Dice.
Claire laughs as Catcher licks her arm. Her mom punches at the high-hanging speed bag.
Vivian is ready to tell me my boxing name. She says my boxing name is Laser Beam. It's totally awesome!
Claire's mouth is open in a huge grin. Vivian pats her shoulder.
I'm honored Vivian gave me this boxing name. It means I am learning to focus my energy. I hope I can become a boxer like Vivian someday.
Her mom applauds and Vivian laughs as Claire raises her arms in the air. This has been Claire Wants a Boxing Name, a true story of inclusion. Part of the Finding My World series, Canada, Book 1. Written by Joe Meserve-Mock and Vera Lynn Stroop-Rentier. Narrated by Aaron Riemann. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder. And written by Bonnie Barlow, from photographs by Mary Birdsell. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by ImaginationStorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.